What happens if you get tired of waiting at a crowded emergency room and just leave? Well, you might still face a hefty bill, even if essentially no medical care was given. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal is the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News, and she's here to tell us about this issue in our medical bill of the month. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
All right, so who are we meeting today?
Well, today we meet the Bott family of St. Peter's, Missouri. Dad, Davil, Mom, Mancy, and their little boy, Martend.
Okay, and reporter Dan Weissman, who's the host of An Arm and a Leg podcast, spoke with the Botts. Let's take a listen to what happened to them, and then let's hang on. We will discuss it for sure.
Last April, Davil Bott was getting ready to leave for an out-of-town yoga retreat when his toddler son, Martend, burned his hand on an electric stove. Davil knew what to do from experience, not as a parent, but as a kid.
Growing up, me myself, I was a very mischievous kid, and I have burnt my hands several times.
He dressed the wound and gave his wife, Mancy, instructions before he left. Don't worry, just check on it tomorrow. And if things are looking ugly, call the pediatrician. Next morning,
there were blisters, like 4 or 5 blisters on his hand, and I was really concerned.
The weekend was coming right up. If things got worse, what then? She sent Martin's pediatrician a photo. He said, head to this hospital now. At the hospital, a nurse peeked under Martin's bandage and told Mancy to wait for the surgeon to come have a look. So she waited for an hour and a half with a squirrely 2-year-old.
He can't sit at one place for 5 minutes. And so he started running in the hallway several times.
Mancy also worried about her older daughter, who was doing remote kindergarten at home while a family friend kept watch. Finally, Mancy told the nurse they were leaving, and that was it. Until a bill arrived.
It didn't have any details whatsoever. It just said, this is a bill for $1,012, and the type of service it listed was emergency service. That's it.
So Davil started working the phones, starting with the hospital billing department. Because it's one thing to get overcharged for services, another thing to get charged for no services.
The nurse had just took a peek. And so what is the bill for? Like, I was so baffled.
Making a bunch of calls eventually got Davil emailed responses, which he found cryptic.
All of those results came back saying that I was charged appropriately for the services that I had received. But the point is, I didn't receive any services. I was so mad.
And he took all the steps anybody advised. Got the billing department to delay sending him to collections while he investigated, filed insurance appeals, wrote to state officials, and to hospital leadership. When the collections agency did come calling, he filed a dispute.
And every time I had to repeat the whole story because every time it was a new person that I was talking to.
And he got nowhere until a reporter taught him some magic words. I want an itemized bill with billing codes. It showed that almost the entire bill was for what hospitals call a facility fee. Basically a charge just for checking in.
Okay, now at least I know what's going on.
But now there was a new mystery. Facility fees come in levels, 1 to 5, for severity and complexity. 5 is the highest and most expensive. Mancy and Martin's visit was coded 3, moderate severity and complexity. And now the hospital offered to waive the facility fee. Davil said, you know what? How about you charge me for a level 1 facility fee? I mean, I would actually pay that. They said no.
They were willing to let go of the whole bill, but they were not willing to change the original billing code.
He took the offer and paid for just the nurse's services, $38.92. For NPR News, I'm Dan Weissman.
Okay, so the bill came down to about $40, but only after a reporter calls the hospital. Before that, the bill was over $1,000 for a nurse to just peek under a bandage, and then the hospital sent the bill to collections. Are you serious? All right, Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, you're joining us again. What is going on here?
What's going on here, as soon as a patient checks into the ER, the billing process starts. Now, that's different than almost any other kind of service. I mean, if you left a mechanic before anybody looked under the hood of your car, or even if he looked under the hood and didn't have time to fix it, you wouldn't get billed. But
exactly.
In hospitals, it's a different story. Once you're triaged at the front desk, you can get hit with a substantial facility fee.
And that's what I don't get. Why are these facility fees so high?
Well, the hospital industry says they need to charge these fees to keep the lights on 24/7 in the emergency room. But I think we really need to question that. 24-hour pharmacies don't charge us for staying open. Mm-hmm. And remember also that every single test done through the ER is billed at much higher prices than if it's done as an outpatient. I mean, I've seen CAT scans and sonograms for over $10,000 from the ER that would have been hundreds of dollars down the block at an outpatient center. In addition to all that, studies have shown that hospitals are often upcoding, charging patients for higher severity and complex care, like in this case, even if the problem is relatively minor.
Right. So what should people do to avoid these kinds of charges?
Oh, my gosh. So the first thing to do is ask for an itemized bill. And if you think your visit has been upcoded, complain. You know how much treatment was rendered. Your insurer doesn't. But for minor issues, seek care at a clinic or at your doctor instead. Emergency room charges are going to be crazy high, justified or not. And of course, if that doesn't work, do what the bots did, write to Bill of the Month.
Exactly. Well, it is always so great to hear from you, Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal. Thank you for being with us again today.
Thanks for having me.